The problem isn't that it's self-paced. The problem is that the test is open to manipulation. So if I want it to look like the students are doing poorly, I can adapt it to make the test harder. If I want it to look like the students are doing well, it can be adapted to make the test easier. And you as parents or taxpayers or policy setters will never know which way the test was adapted because it's an internal mechanism. So it is not a valid assessment. And that is the fundamental problem with it, is that the test is being manipulated as it's being taken. In other cases, when you're not in math, but you're in some of the more history or other areas where it's more philosophy driven, you have to comply before you can move on. So the child is put in a position of, you must agree. I don't agree with the global warming. No, but you have to, because the test won't let you move on unless you comply. So when the test makers can make the test adaptive, we can make it easier, we can make it harder, or we can make it so that we force compliance. You can't take the next step unless you comply with whatever it is that's being taught in or presented in the test. So even if you don't agree with it, you're gonna have to write it. You're gonna have to say so. Perhaps an example that is older will help you. I have a long history in this movement. This is not the first time the federal government has attempted to take over education. So in the 1990s, that iteration was called outcome-based education and then school to work. And I was one of the leading national opponents then too. And I got involved because a woman showed me a test. It was given in Pennsylvania. It was called the Educational Quality Assessment. It was originally given back in the 70s and early 80s. And the test said citizenship. So parents thought they were testing George Washington and the Declaration of Independence. But when you looked at the internal documents of the test, which I did, it said we're not testing objective knowledge. We are testing and scoring for the child's threshold for behavior change without protest. And that was in the test. So the sample question said there's a group called the Midnight Marauders, and they went out at midnight and did vandalism. I, the child, would join the group if my best friend was in the group, my mother wouldn't find out. There was no place to say I won't join the group. They had to say under what conditions they would join the group. Another sample question was, your parents just found out that they're moving to, you know, Outer Mongolia. How much time would you spend on each of the following? Being upset, crying, arguing. So how adaptable are you to change? Based on the results of the EQA, districts were given curriculum packets to modify their curriculum so that the children would do better on the EQA the next time. So they were using the test to get a threshold for behavior and then adapting. Now, that was a paper and pencil test, so to say it was easy to track is a gross overstatement of the level of difficulty that it was to get the information. But compared to a computer adaptive test, much easier. When we were fighting outcome-based education, I was in every state but Hawaii. And in one state, I was reading the assessments, and it was a reading assessment. And it was a story about a child who found a wallet, and there was money in the wallet, and what do you do with the money? I'm sitting in the Department of Education, reading it in front of the undersecretary, because they didn't want me to make a copy and take it anywhere, which was fine. And the question was, to the child, if you found a wallet with money in it, would you take it? Do you read better if you say yes, or do you read better if you say no? Or were they testing a child's honesty on a state assessment with their name on it that was computerized? But because it was paper and pencil, I could find it. What if I put that in a computer test? And if they don't give the right answer, I can change the computer to move them in the next direction. So computer adaptive testing is really dangerous for our children because the state can manipulate achievement data by making the test harder if they want or easier if they want. And you won't know. You'll just get proficient results. Or they can use the test to test for and then influence what your child thinks and how your child thinks about a variety of topics. And again, the parents thought that was a reading test. They didn't know that that honesty was being tested on a paper and pencil state assessment with their child's name on it. That's now part of their record.